No, Tony, I suppose it's not a laughing matter. He's got a recurring injury in his groin area. It's not the original knee injury. So we're trying to find a solution because he's still got some pain. We're hopeful it still won't be long, but I haven't got an end date for you.
Andreas
should be okay. Yeah, he's trained with us today. He's missed most of the week, but it's still a tiny bit of pain, but it's not, hopefully not a risk. So she'll be in the squad.
And is Olivier over his illness?
Yes. Yeah, he's actually been a difficult week for him because he's been, it was quite a strong, strong illness. It left him pretty weak, so he's been sort of getting a bit of strength back, et cetera, this week. So we'll touch and go to see whether he's involved tomorrow.
Is it a bug of some kind?
Yeah.
And I guess, as you were, same prognosis for Emerson and Ruben?
Yeah, Emerson now is going to be the other side of the international break with the hamstring injury and Ruben, we can't give a date, but he's outside jogging slowly. So that's a positive move from this week. Good to see him outside. And we'll see how that goes over the next sort of weeks, probably months, but you know, weeks as well.
Obviously, as you mentioned, six academy players attended the game on Wednesday. In terms of Reece James, Callum Hudson-Odoi, are they with a shout for Saturday?
Yeah, they're in the squad. They're in the squad and they performed well the other day. Delighted for Reece to get his first goal, came to get his goal. They still have improvement, they're young players, but they've shown the quality that they have. Reece, because he's been away, it's good for the home fans to see him. We know what Callum can do. So, yeah, now they're back fit, they're pushing.
And how important is it? It's an obvious answer, I know. Probably a bit of a silly question, but just to put it out there so you can answer it. How important is it to get your first Premier League win off the back of getting your first home win?
Yeah, of course, every week is important, and the fact that we haven't won at home in the league is something that we obviously want to correct. If we want to be where we want to be, we're going to need home wins. I thought we were very unlucky last week against Liverpool, but that doesn't help the point situation, so we need a similar performance to Liverpool, because I thought it was very good. Even in the first half, we matched them in play, and the second half, we were very good with our urgency and how we moved the ball, and if we get that level of performance, then I expect the home wins to come very soon.
Because of the run of away games really coming up, I think one in the next five after this is away.
Yeah, we've had a little run of home games, and listen, we must respect Brighton hugely because they're playing very well, playing some really good football, new manager, change of style, maybe not the points on the ball that they deserve. So we can't just, because we haven't had a home win, expect it will come because we're Chelsea and they're Brighton. No, we respect them and we'll try and get our win and then take on those few away games you talk about. Well, stats are stats, as you say, and I've got no care. In fact, that would worry me more than a sort of in-between stat. So we have to be on our guard, you know, that 100% record doesn't change. But as I say, each game has to be prepared for on its own merits. And having watched a lot of Brighton and know a little bit about Graham Potter from last year and how what he's done with these teams and how he plays, we have to be ready for anything. So, yeah, the stats of history are not important tomorrow.
Coming here to ask you what I can about Derby and the late night shenanigans and just seems like rules were broken. Difficult, I know, because of the court case, but any thoughts on that?
No answer for that one. You know, no answer that wouldn't be right for me here as manager here. It would have been similar last year. Ask me about Chelsea, whether I did talk a little bit or not, but it shouldn't be something to talk about, especially a situation like this. So, no, not for me.
Okay, John.
Frank, you've seen plenty of young players come and go over the years from Chelsea. How good are this group now? Are they the best you've seen at the club?
Well, I think the fact that we're seeing the numbers of them in the first team speaks for itself. Because, you know, Fikayo, Mason and Tammy sat on the bench the other day. We saw the other players, the Reece come back, Callum back from injury. We saw in Anurin and Mattson, the group slightly below that. So as a group, yes, at this moment. But there's still a lot of work to do for all of them. So it's a nice sign. It feels nice. We're all happy at the club that we're there. But as always with these things, I think the step into the first team, even though it feels like the hard one, it's actually the easiest one because for me now, sustaining, improving and really showing at this level that you are players capable of taking Chelsea to where we want to be is the next step for all of them. So,
they all seem comfortable as well.
Yeah, they all seem very comfortable. And again, you know, no disrespect to Grimsby, but it was a different game to what, you know, Premier League games may be. So there'll be lots of things for them to learn fast. But yeah, they're confident lads. They're good players. They've been brought up the right way in a footballing sense, and I think, and in a life sense, to be fair, from working with them all. So they've got every grounding and every base needed. Now it is officially up to them.
You've spoken about the no clean sheets yet. How frustrating is it that you haven't been able to field a regular centre-back? And is that the reason?
No, it's not the reason. Certainly the reason is a team reason. And I wouldn't be frustrated if we were winning every game. It wouldn't bother me. I'm not here to just protect a clean sheet record. If you win games, I'm happy with that. It's a team effect. Of course, we want to have consistency. I haven't been allowed that in terms of injury, in selection. Tony Rudiger obviously was a pretty much a standard pick last year until his injury. He hasn't been around at all for me, really, other than one game. So we've been searching for that a bit. But it's definitely not the reason. The reason has been different reason, individual moments across the team, set pieces, collective moments as a group. And we work hard to iron them out. But as I said, it's winning games that's important rather than the clean sheet in itself.
Any idea how long Rudiger's going to be? Because that's key, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't know. It's as I say, an injury that's ongoing.
And Callum Hudson-Odoi, do you think he's ready to play two games in the space of 3 days? Or are you going to be careful bringing him back?
Yeah, I mean, I will be careful with Callum, considering the type of injury he had. But that's not to say he can't play a major part in tomorrow's game or a slightly lesser one. I'll have to see and probably pick the team on its merits with a bit of Callum's personal injury situation in my mind as well and fitness.
Moose.
You described to me, you know, like the fact that it's a perfect storm here because of the transfer ban, that you're playing young players and they're getting their chance. But other clubs too are beginning to play young players and see the benefit of it. Arsenal last week or so, Manchester United with Mason Greenwood. Do you think the footballing landscape is beginning to change now, and in general clubs in the Premier League are beginning to think, well, hang on, we've got some really good young players in our academies and they're good enough?
Maybe if you look at it in that way. I know that Arsenal have for a long time played young players in certain competitions, and I think Manchester United are doing that, and I think it's wise if you can do to give them minutes in games, Carabao Cup being a good opportunity at times. But I'd only really want to speak for ourselves. And I mentioned the perfect storm. Of course, you can't walk away from a transfer ban, but still looking at a squad that has competition in the places that these young lads are playing. So Tammy Abraham has competition in Giroud and Batshuayi. Mason Mount has competition in Kovacic and Barkley and N'Golo Kante and with the wingers, if you count him in that area. And Fikayo Tomori, a lot of people would have seen him as number four. He's now number one or two as it stands. So I've picked them ahead of some senior players. It's the choice of the manager, and at the moment I'm going with them because they're showing me they can play and they're really playing well. So from where I see it, age isn't the huge factor. It's a great story and we're pleased with it, but it's not the huge factor in actual selection.
Tomorrow's game will mark probably the end of 2 months of the season already. It's flown by. Have your ambitions or aims for the season changed in any way, shape or form from what you've seen in the first couple of months?
No, they haven't. And it's always hard to give the ambitions and expectations at the beginning. I think it feels like 2 months, but then you look at the table and we haven't played many games, you know, and that's the way the stop-start to the season when international break happened. So there's a long way to go. And of course, there's the gap now between us and Liverpool and City, which I think a lot of people would have predicted. It's come quite early for a lot of us. But then you say, OK, we're sitting, look at where Manchester United and Tottenham and Arsenal and other teams around us are sitting. You know, we understand that we're in and amongst it. And having seen the players close hand and seeing some of the way we're playing in parts of games, I'm as confident as I was before. We want to be competitive. We want to get into the top four. We want to improve daily as a team. And I think we've shown a lot of signs of that now. We must keep improving on that.
You don't see any reason why you shouldn't be in the top four at the end of the season then?
No, of course not. I think from the way we've played and from the, as I say, the lots of moments that we've shown, I have confidence. We'll have to push because, you know, Leicester, because West Ham, because of all these teams, because they all invested and they spent huge amounts of money, because our investment was minus a lot of millions, nearly 200. But we must be confident in what we have and keep working.
Okay, Liam.
Frank, how do you think Christian Pulisic's adaptation is going to a new club, to a new league, but also in terms of what you're looking for your wingers?
Well, I said it the other day after the game. I've got four wingers to choose from now. They're all fit. And Christian, I think we all forget, he's just turned 21 because of the price tag, because he came through at a very young age. and it's very normal to expect there to be an adaptation period, and that's where he's in. He showed some really good moments in pre-season, some good moments at the start of the season. But what he has to do, as all the players have to do, not just the wingers, is reach levels in training daily when there's competition in the squad that make you sit up and go, here's my team selection, and that's actually affected it by seeing good stuff. And that's the same for every player in the squad. So that happens in training, that happens in game. Everyone's in the same boat. We must give Christian a bit of time to adapt because of his youth and the change of league and the change of living and all those things. We support him hugely on that, and his talent will come through. They're all different. They're all different. They've all got different pathways, and he had a successful time at Dortmund, and has played in the Champions League. So we're very aware of Christian's path when you buy him, but they're all different.
Okay, last question, Carrie.
Frank, you talked a lot about the kinology that you've used on the players, a lot of players that have really embedded them with confidence, particularly Tammy Abraham after that missed penalty and all the racism he faced. How much are you spending on the mentality of these players, and how important are the coaching team you selected and Neil Barth?
I think a huge part of any manager's job, but I see it as my job, is to work with the players, not just tactically on the pitch, but in their minds, whether they're young players or older players. But you find with the younger players, of course, you want to pass on more knowledge, help, whatever. Be there for them in whatever way. And sometimes it's actually being tough and being hard. That's my job, to kind of sense the right moment. So I try and do that as much as I can. I think it's important. I want the players to feel that that's there. So it's nice when you hear that from Tammy, and another day I might not be so nicey-nicey with Tammy, and hopefully that may help. But I think the coaching staff that we have, and I'm only as strong as them in many, many ways, is a huge part of the strength, and I think a huge part of what will take us forward. And Neil Barth and Jim Fraser in the academy have got, quite rightly so, a lot of recognition this week, which has been a long time coming because their work has been going on for a lot of years. And the good ethics that we keep touching on this season with these players coming through are a huge credit to them. And now myself and us as staff have to continue that good work at this level.